Travels with Charlie, Prophecy, Take One. For myself, I try to keep the line open even for things I can understand or explain, but it is difficult in this frightened time. At this moment in North Dakota, I had a reluctance to drive on that amounted to fear. At the same time, Charlie wanted to go on. In fact, he made such a commotion about going that I tried to reason with him. Listen to me, dog. I have a strong impulse to stay, amounting to celestial command. If I should overcome it and go, and a great snow should close in on us, I would recognize it as a warning disregarded. If we stay, and a big snow should come, and I would be certain I had a pipeline to prophecy. Charlie sneezed and paced relentlessly. All right, Moncour, let's take your side if you want to go on. Suppose we do, and in the night a tree should crash right down where we're presently standing. It would be you who have the attention of the gods, and there is always that chance. I could tell that many stories about faithful animals who saved their masters, but I think that you're just bored, and I'm not going to flatter you. Charlie leveled at me his most cynical eye. I think he's neither a romantic nor a mystic. I know what you mean. If we go and no tree crashes down, or stay and no snow falls, what then? I'll tell you what then. We forget the whole episode, and the field of prophecy is in no way injured. I vote to stay. You vote to go. But being nearer the pinnacle of creation than you, and also president, I cast the deciding vote. We stayed, and it didn't snow, and no tree fell. So naturally, we forgot the whole thing and are wide open for more mystic feelings when they come. And in the early morning, swept clean of clouds and telescopically clear, we crunched around on the thick white ground cover of frost and got underway. The caravan of the arts was dark, but the dog barked at us as we ground up to the highway.